Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. I want to talk all about pigmentation. This is one of my topics that I obsess about. I always want to learn more about. I have it personally. I have hyperpigmentation. And it's the end of summer after a busy season of sunning and sun worship. We all get some evidence of photo damage and hyperpigmentation, and it's time to start correcting it. What is hyperpigmentation first and foremost? So hyper, of course, means overstimulated, overexcited. In the case of pigmentation, it's overstimulation of pigment production in your skin. If your skin has had some inciting factors, melasma can develop. The melanin production of your melanocytes can kick up a storm, and you can have overproduction of melanin in areas where it creates unsightly pigmentation patches. And melanin is a good thing. It's protective. It's the one thing that prevents our skin from scorching every single day when we're out in the sun, getting ultraviolet damage, skin cancers, and burns. So you need your melanin, but hyperpigmentation develops when there's overstimulation. So what are the things that can cause hyperpigmentation to develop? You are going to recognize and understand these things and start seeing them happening to your skin if you learn about it. Number one is UV radiation and the sun. Number two is melasma related to hormone production. Number three, post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation, where there's an irritant or an inciting factor that creates pigmentation from happening. These are probably the biggest causes of hyperpigmentation. So UV radiation can give you spots like sunspots, photo damage, liver spots, age spots. This is very common, and I see this even in my younger patients. You might think that all those cute freckles are just freckles, but they're not. Fully 30 to 40% of your freckled areas are caused by overexposure to ultraviolet rays. And the UVA causes aging changes and browning. UVB rays will cause bad transformative skin cancer changes, where DNA can actually be bombarded with UV particles, creating free radicals, unfurling your DNA and making irregular invasive growths on your skin. So definitely avoidance of tanning beds, placing your sunscreen on daily, even on a foggy day, is so important. When you're going to be expecting sun exposure, you're going to Hawaii, you're going to be at the pool, you're at the beach, you can trigger your hyperpigmentation. And the prevention of this is, of course, a large hat. I like a mineral-based sunscreen. I feel that the chemical sunscreens contribute to hyperpigmentation. They actually allow the thermal heat and ultraviolet to penetrate the surface of the skin. A chemical reaction occurs when you put on a chemical sunscreen, but it occurs under the surface of the skin, and these UV rays are aborted by this chemical reaction and prevented, and you're protected. But nonetheless, the thermal heat and energy penetrate the skin and UV penetrates. So for me, that's an inciting factor. That is going to turn on melanin production. So I think a chemical sunscreen, while better than no sunscreen, is inferior to a sunscreen that blocks rays from penetrating the skin. With mineral sunscreens, that's what you're going to get. Zinc oxide and titanium dioxide are reflective elements. When they're applied topically, the sun hits. It does not penetrate. It bounces right off. It's a physical barrier. So if you suffer from melasma, like me, when I'm up in the mountains and Lake Arrowhead and whatnot, I used to just use these chemical sunscreens and come home even more pigmented and so puzzled as to why. And this is the reason why. The thermal damage triggers heat, and heat triggers melanin production. And in general, when your skin feels that warmth, like you're driving and you can feel the warmth on the side of your face, that is melasma waking its ugly head up. As soon as you can feel the heat penetration, the extra warmth is a trigger in and of itself. And it feels so good, but just know that your melanin cells respond to the warmth by turning on production. There's a small fire going on, and they can only control the fire by making more pigment. And they feel the warmth and the heat, and that's a trigger. And that goes for people who work like bakers who work by burning ovens all day and they feel that heat. They get melasma. They could be indoors all day long, but the heat triggers it. Yoga teachers that work at Hot 8 Yoga, these places where it's 100 degrees in the room, They're in the dark with candles, but they get melasma from the heat triggers. So think about that. Melasma is also triggered, of course, by hormones. And, you know, there's the pregnancy mask that develops during pregnancy. It can also happen with birth control. It can also happen with thyroid issues, menopause, or any type of treatment that really changes your hormonal balance. So if you've developed some pigmentation that you've never had in the past, one of the first things to dive into is, are my hormones changing? Almost all women, and especially darker skinned women, women of color, develop melasma during pregnancy, hormonal and hormonal cycle changes. So it's very important to kind of think about what could be your triggers. Is it the sun? Is it your hormones? Is it your birth control regimen? If you're sensitive on a birth control pill, you certainly can change that up. You can use a barrier method. You can use other IUDs or other methods of contraception. You can talk to your OB-GYN doctor about it. If you're getting melasma as a result of pregnancy, we certainly don't give chemicals during pregnancy, but natural lighteners can be used. Yay! And we have some really good ones. The botanical brighteners that can be used include kojic acid, arbutin, vitamin C. These things are excellent at giving benefit to lightening, brightening, and improving melasma changes, and they're safe during pregnancy. So you don't have to wait till you've birthed and delivered and done everything. You can actually use vitamin C all throughout the pregnancy. I tell everybody to start using vitamin C at age 20. It's very important to lighten, brighten, tighten, and it's a great collagen stimulator. So start using products early on if you're noticing hormonal changes of melasma. Think about changing the birth control. As soon as the baby is born, you can do things like chemical peels. And this is an excellent way to treat melasma. For menopause-related changes, I do recommend going right on bleaching ingredients. And sometimes people feel that hydroquinone, which has been a staple in the treatment of melasma for the last 50 years, some people currently feel that hydroquinone is a culprit. It's a bad thing, and I fully disagree. I think it's a very important part of the treatment regimen for people with melasma and very, very safe. The risk of side effects with using medications like hydroquinone is very low. There is a rare risk of onchocrinosis. That's a condition where you can get chronic pigmentation that actually worsens and has a blue undertone to the skin. There's a risk of using it too long and too hard, and then that can give you problems and issues, but so rare, and definitely under, you know, 3-5% of the patients that use it get it. So 97% of us get great benefit. We should learn to use it with pulse treatment, using it for 6 to 8 weeks, up to 12 weeks, and then giving yourself a 1 month break so that you don't get resistance or any of these problems. If you're getting hormone-related menopausal changes of your skin, bleaching pads, bleaching lighteners with hydroquinone. The generic, the over-the-counter hydroquinone is 2%. Most normal prescriptions are 4%. We have 6 and 8 and 10% compounded. And these are super effective. You can use it as a topical treatment. Twice a day is best. Definitely using hydroquinone in the evenings is most important. And if you're using it in the daytime, you got to use a good sunscreen and protection to go with it. I love hydroquinone, and I use it as a pulse therapy off and on, not continuously, but whenever my melasma flares, I need to have a tool and a weapon, and that is one of them. I love to use my bleaching pads that have really high concentration of hydroquinone in them. It's so important to talk to your skincare professional, your derm doctor, your plastic surgeon, your esthetician about these changes, because the more the pigment stays in the skin and tattoos that dermis, the more entrenched it gets, the harder it is to get rid of. I love the idea of doing a peel, which resurfaces the skin and removes the top two or three layers of sun-damaged skin and melasma, and then applying these medical grade treatments like our botanical brightener, bleaching pads. These are excellent and safe for long-term use with intermittent pulse therapy. I am a big fan of them. I recommend, if you're getting any kind of pigmentation, to come in and see us, see an esthetician, see your plastic surgeon, see your derm, because you should have the tools to live with this problem. Hyperpigmentation is a lifetime problem. It comes and it goes. It waxes and it wanes. You're going to have periods where it's under great control and you're happy. Then you're going to have flares. And you just have to get used to it. And if you don't have the tools to treat it, you are going to be frustrated by it. And if you're always seeking that one thing that's going to zap it, burn it, destroy it, and fix it in one session, guess what? You're going to make it worse, because melasma flares its ugly head when it's irritated, inflamed, heated up. It's just going to get worse. And these spot treatments don't work. It's long-term prevention, maintenance, and suppression that really, truly works. Post-inflammatory pigmentation or hyperpigmentation is our other last major thing that gives melasma. And what is post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation? These are dark spots that pop up lots of time in people with skin of color, and they happen related to a skin trauma or an irritation. So you picked a zit, you got a bug bite, you have a scar, you had a skin injury. So any kind of injury can provoke post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation, and it shows up as a dark spot. And the reason? Because your skin perceived friction, irritation, and inflammation, and all of those factors release cytokines and irritants locally that trigger melanocytes to wake up and produce more melanin. Again, these are our cells that want to protect us, and they're sensing a damage and a trauma and a potential burn coming, and they're going to show defense by creating more melasma and more pigmentation in the area. So post-inflammatory pigmentation is best treated by avoidance. For darker skin types, we definitely want to avoid picking, poking, scratching, and things that will trigger it. You have already got a higher melanin production level in your skin if you have darker skin color. And so as soon as you know you're creating a problem, you want to treat it. So if you did have a large pimple, comedone, or extraction, you know you're creating a trauma by draining it and popping it and getting rid of it, go ahead and treat it with brightening agents, bleaching ingredients, and things that suppress melanin production right off the bat, so that you're putting out the fire immediately and you're suppressing the level of production of melasma. It's so important to really understand hyperpigmentation protocols. If you suffer from acne, treat it. Less inflammation, less pigmentation will occur. Less breakouts, less pigmentation will occur. That's my spiel. I want you to think about pigmentation on a careful level. Try to figure out what's causing it out of those three big groups. Is it the UV sun damage? Is it hormonal? Or is it post-inflammatory? If you can narrow that down, then you can go after the cause of it. If you can go after the cause of it, we can treat it much more successfully for the long term and avoid these rapid treatments like lasers and aggressive peels and things that are going to invoke and provoke inflammation, because you're just going to make it worse. You have to be steady and slow. You got to be the turtle to win this race. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget that you can find all of my favorite lightening products as part of my skincare regimen, because I've done the research and the work for you. I have a super awesome botanical brightener that has 5 natural lighteners in it, including the kojic acid, arbutin, vitamin C. It is amazing. I love it. And I also have prescription grade bleaching pads, 6, 8, and 10% hydroquinone. We mix them in the office. It also comes as a cream. If you want to throw in some Retin-A, we do that as well. And that exfoliates plus brightens. That's the best one. I think that's my favorite one, actually. So all of those are available through our skincare line. Definitely check them out. Use our mineral sunscreen. Use your vitamin C twice a day. Do the things you can to prevent pigmentation, and you will not regret it. You will look glowy, pearlescent, and really luminous. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find all of these products for melasma. That's it for now. Stay bright and beautiful.